purity, not virtue, a secret to conjuring. Fasting and sacrifice. I'm doing these little blogs now, so I thought I would put them on the podcast as well. If you want to check out the blogs, you can go to the website and read them there. Let's talk about fasting and sacrifice. So fasting is a common prescription for evocation and other magical practices, including initiations into the mysteries. This is not the extreme fasting and cleanses promoted today for wellness, as helpful as such can be. To prepare for spirit work, fasting can be as simple as skipping a meal every day and avoiding unhealthy food, junk food, and other vices or pleasures such as sex and masturbation. This creates a spiritual opening, and usually, therefore, a 10-hour period in the day in which you are constantly directed upwards to the divine, reminded by the desire or habit for that which you have sacrificed. The wise Frater Acker recently wrote about social media fasts as a part of preparation. Fish on Fridays comes from Catholics giving up meat every Friday as a devotional sacrifice to God. But how does this all help our mystical dialogue with spiritual creatures? Purity, not virtue. While virtue plays a prominent role in the mystery traditions as well as religion, it is surprisingly absent from the historical grimoires of magic. While some grimoires, such as the Calvinist-inspired Arbitel, which influenced Father John Dee's Enochian system, of course, promotes virtue, most grimoires instruct purity but not virtue. The common belief amongst practitioners is that fasting and sacrifice purifies the operators, rendering us more germane to the nature of spiritual creatures. Spiritual opening. However, the openness created by the space in our days, which is created by such sacrifices, also directs our mind to the reason for this sacrificial fast. We contemplate the operation, which begins as soon as intent is transformed into will. And this, of course, directs our minds, hearts, and bodies toward the highest and most holy reality we can imagine: God, nature, En Sof, etc. We might rise up to the highest light at any time, but through our sacrifice and fast, we create the opening and space, or kora, for our highest self or Godhead to be enthroned more fully in us. As the Rosicrucian maxim states, nequa quam vacuum, nowhere a void, in the Fama Fraternitatis. We make space in our life for God and God with us, and this Holy Spirit, in Christian terms, is as fully God as anything else is experienced in the divine feminine presence of the Shekinah, the glory of God in nature, as well as so many other places in our lives. So there are many reasons to focus on purity before rituals, and I think purity is greatly aided by virtue. I recommend looking into pagan virtue ethics personally, as most are generally already familiar with Judeo-Christian morality. But it is purity that is the most often discarded secret to conjuration. Whether you fast for 2 weeks, 7 days, 3 days, or sometimes just one day, ensure that you note this critical information in your diary or personal grimoire. It is often the case that success hinges on this, although all of magical preparation should be taken seriously. In the Golden Dawn, every major arcana has a tool, and preparation is the tool of the Hierophant, the secret to initiation. So if you are on a solo path especially, mind your preparations, as you must be the one to hold yourself to account and push yourself beyond what is comfortable to face the fires of test and trial which all alchemical transformation requires. Personal practice. I have always experimented with different approaches, from early psychical training as a child when I was directed for a long time to only eat fruit and avoid carbonated anything through vegetarianism and then constant fasting during my Golden Dawn years in high school. I wish I'd kept better records, but as with many things we are trained in the discipline of during childhood, we cannot see the forest for the trees. So much of what I thought was common turned out to be exceptional, as I saw while becoming an adult. Scarred and wizened, of course, by the arduous discovery of multiple autoimmune diseases, I slowly realized health is one of the things we must take responsibility for, especially in the face of failing medical systems. Now that I've given you my words of caution, let me say what I think the benefits are of sacrificial purification practices, and these benefits are stark in my experience. The difference between if I fast all day or not is absolutely night and day when it comes to mystical dialogue with the spirits. Whether through a glass or bowl or triangle or mirror, clarity and connection are distinct rewards of purity. Again, in my experience. Recently, my Enochian operations have required longer, 2-week periods of complete abstinence, which has many health benefits, of course, but usually 3 to 7 days of purification I've found are ideal. Whatever you do, note it in your grimoire. Make sure you make a note in your diary of what you've done, and invoke often, and inflame thyself with prayer. Take care.